You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Well, we have just a handful of things to get into today. Oh, what a busy, busy weekend. The NFL is off and running. Legal tampering's on its way. It's ready to go. Teams can now, as of 11 a.m. Central, begin to start discussing deals. Wednesday you can sign them. Today you can start talking about it. All kinds of moves already being made. Some big time players being released to save cap space. The works. The Antonio Brown trade over the weekend. We'll get into that. Pels played last night. Lost in Atlanta 128-116. Half the team was hurt over the weekend. So we'll talk about that a little bit as well. And I know Jordan Intern's super excited about this. It's Anthony Davis's birthday. Leading the way with trolls is the Pelicans Twitter site. Go check it out because Scott Kushner tweeted, this ought to be interesting. Guillory of the Athletic did as well, say, well, the comments should be fun. The Pels saw that. So then they now have their own YouTube channel for you to leave Anthony Davis your birthday message. Yes, many are calling the Pelicans official Twitter account the official or and the pettiest Twitter account in all the land. Anyway, we can have a little fun with that here as well. As we said, a lot is going on with the NFL. We'll keep updating you throughout the day. Over the weekend, LSU getting the SEC regular season championship by defeating Vanderbilt. I haven't had a chance to talk about the Will Wade situation as everything's kind of progressed since then. We'll tell you the latest today, as the new developments continue. I guess it was just incredible by the day how it went. Obviously, the suspension, the reaction by the LSU fan base. And then this morning, the interim coach, Tony Benford, saying that he's waiting for word on Javonte Smart, Naz Reid's injury as well. And in that they should have an update tomorrow. He's hoping to have an update tomorrow on all of that, including Will Wade. This was from this morning when he had the SEC teleconference. Tigers don't play again until Friday. Got a couple byes by winning the title and all of that. So we've got a lot to get into from that. I want to hear from you specifically in this particular area when it comes to this. If you're angry, why the anger? If you're angry, who you angry at? And more importantly, how do you feel? What do you think this is going to play? What should the school do? Because again, I'm just watching it from afar. ESPN 1415 Baton Rouge. I mean, our sister Philly, we have it in the morning. With Jordy Collada and T-Bob Hebert and Matt Moscone in the afternoon. Dick Vitale's not their friend. And I don't know. Again, I hear what a lot of people have been saying, and it's been interesting because when you look at Dickie V's tweets from Will Wade's disgracing LSU, this is disgraceful, they should suspend him now, they should do what's best for the university and all that, people are bringing up his Rick Pitino tweets from earlier this year over New Year's Eve in which he begged UCLA to give Rick Pitino a chance. Now I get it, right? Rick Pitino, and as LSU fans keep bringing up to a lot of national folks that said Will Wade should go down. I read it all, right? Pitino cheated on his wife on top of a table, you know, outside at a restaurant, and that's just him personally. Then you have the scandal. I had no idea we're running a brothel. You know, I hear you. I do. I get it. But to the notion as well, and I want your opinions on this, to the notion of, well, everyone's doing it. Is that really a defense, though? Everyone's cheating. You think Duke's Zion Williamson went to Duke for free, went on the same tapes and on the same, you know, trial and situation that's been going on, and why Will Wade's caught up in all this with a bunch of other names, assistant coaches, the works, Sean Miller turning down money to go somewhere else. think he went for free to do. I hear you on all of that. And of course, it's brought up the conversation of, well, this wouldn't happen if you paid players. Well, if you go by what the, you can fist pump all you want, joining intern, but if you go by again what the wiretap leaks have been going out, and Will Wade joking reportedly that it's more than the NBA rookie minimum or the minimum wage scale, the NBA minimum, which is like $800,000. Your $5,000 stipend that we've been talking about, whether it's football or basketball, that's not going to cut it. These guys are making more than that. Or you're going to have to give them more than that. And again, it all goes to, well, then how much do you pay that person and how much do you pay all of them? And you know, again, I heard all of this over the last 5 days. Well, if you just paid them, none of this would happen. See what you, this is what you have to do. I hear you. No one's yet to tell me how you're going to do it. No one's yet to tell me how much. When a lot of these kids you're going to be giving money to, allegedly, are probably out of here in a year. Now, the NBA is trying to get rid of that one-and-done rule. So do we still want to pay the kids? How much do you pay the kids? And how much is going to be? Like, Zion probably is going to command more, allegedly, if he wants to get paid, right, than other kids. That's just fact. So when I say it amuses me, because I think people get emotional when it's tied to them. Again, part of the other main conversation I've seen from a lot of LSU fans, Cam Newton. I heard Matt's open on Friday. Look, well, you think Cam Newton, I hear you on all of that. This is specific to your school and your team, right? When all that happened, you wanted them suspended. You wanted them in trouble. You wanted them, hey, look, this is not fair. I hear you. But when it's on to yours, not fair. So I don't know where you feel on this, but it's pretty strong. And the reason I bring it up, here's the game Saturday, chance to, with Tennessee's loss, I mean, you're the champs, right? You're the champs. You at least earned a share before you tipped the ball off. You beat Vandy, a team that hadn't won in conference play. You're by yourself champs. And it's nationally televised. And there's expletive-laden chants. And there's fire Joe Oliva. He's booed walking into the arena. And I'm just asking you LSU fans, whose fault is this? Why are we booing Joe Oliva? Is it because you feel that he shouldn't have suspended Will Wade? Do you feel it's Joe Oliva's fault? I spoke with a couple of people over the weekend that are in positions that are similar to the people that are involved in all of this. And the number one thing I gather from all this is, if you don't know what's going on when you hire an individual that's on you, and more importantly, as we're going to have Jacques Doucet join us at the bottom of the hour, as he reported over the week on Friday, that Will Wade won't meet with anybody from LSU. Now, what's that from? He tweeted this morning. He said, the question that everyone in the media should be asking is, where is Will Wade? Now, he released a statement on Friday. But he hasn't spoken. More importantly, he doesn't need to speak to us. That's fine. Right? But do you find it odd he won't meet with anyone for LSU? Even this morning, Jacques saying the door's still open. They want to meet with him. They want to find out what it is. My thing is this, and again, I don't know if it's the same, but if I did something that could put this station in the way to where it gets fined by the FCC or in trouble with advertisers, and my boss wants to meet with me or general manager, I have a hard time understanding how me not meeting with them would look good. I don't think it would happen. I wouldn't be around. Dustin, need to talk to you about some of the language you used here. Now we got to pay a fine. Can you just talk to me? I mean, again, maybe they want to find out how to deal with this. Because when I thought about that, that would be the first thing I would do, right? I mean, LSU's got attorneys. He has an attorney. They probably want to find out, okay, what did you say? What did you do? How do we approach this? What's the best way to go do that? I would think at the very least, that would probably be a good thing to do, right? Like, even Urban Meyer met with the Ohio State people. With the scandal that eventually led him to resign for health reasons. Patino met with Louisville. I mean, I'm just saying, like, it is odd that he won't meet with anybody. Now, like, I'm thinking about it. Why will you not meet with somebody? To me, I don't know. I'm thinking is his attorney saying, look, anything you say from here on out could be bad for everybody involved. Is he cutting the deal? Is sitting here going, hey, everyone knew what we were doing. I don't know. And that's why I think more needs to come out, more needs to be said. And that said, I think that's where I think a lot of the LSU fan base is. That's why I'm not saying, give me a call. I'm trying to gather where the anger comes from. Is it because, hey, let the investigation come in? I've also seen a lot of, there's no proof. Okay, well, the articles and the pieces that are coming out are FBI wiretaps. For that to be submitted in the case in the trial that's coming in April, it's an FBI wiretap, right? Just a couple weeks ago with the Robert Kraft situation, we saw and heard, and we played the soundbite from the ESPN legal analyst that said the first thing he would do is to try to get that videotape thrown out. How did you acquire it? Was, you know, why is he on there? The first thing you try to do is you try to get evidence thrown out. So my point in this, as we get to D here in a quick sec, is if that's being released and they're going to trial with it and using it as evidence to try to get this handler, because this is what it's all about, then it probably went through the process and procedures already of it trying to be inadmissible, right? Their defense attorney probably said, hey, these wiretaps, it's not legal and all that stuff. Now, if I'm Will Wade and I'm going, hey, look, you're trying to get that guy, not me. But maybe the feds are saying, well, this is the point. This is what he does. He talks to coaches. I don't know. Like I said, I have a hard time when people say there's no proof, there's no evidence. You're on an FBI wiretap. You can feel about the FBI however you want. When you hear FBI wiretap, they have to go through a handful of things in order to wiretap your phone. You're on it. But I think that's what I gather, is that some fans, or the majority of fan base, are upset that the school didn't just stick with it and say, look, it's already lost cause, right? If they're in trouble and they're going to be investigated, those wins and all that's going to be vacated regardless. You might as well write it out and see what happens. Understand that. D, thanks for giving us a call here. What's going on here on the Sports Hangover?
Hey, fellas. First off, I think they did Will Wade a favor.
Okay.
By running him off. That way he don't have to speak. I mean, this is more of a money thing right now. That's why he's not speaking anything. I mean, right now he's trying to save face with money, because he's already, this is a Ray Rice deal. You know, this is something that, you know, here you go, people have hearsay and he did this and that. No. They had this guy on an FBI wiretap saying bad things. Okay. So it looks so bad. It looks 10 times worse than hearsay. And that's why they most probably had to do a lot more than they would have did if they would have had to just, you know, defend themselves from hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I really don't care about who's getting money or whatever.
Right.
Because it you know, you have Dickie V, which he's at hypocrite ESPN,
yeah.
All right? And he's saying stuff that is like bloody murder.
Yeah.
He's friends with Patino and Beham. And your boy that got run off from Connecticut, and all these guys, they all do it. Every one of them do it. It's almost like making a statement that, like, there's no life on any other planet or any other place around here. And now, today, you realize that's just not a true statement. There's got to be, you know? Well, the same thing with this basketball and the corruption. It's the same thing. They're giving the money to these kids. If I have a kid that's really good, a son that's really, really good, and there's 10 schools that are looking at me, he's going with the best offer to take care of his family, because he's my asset. So everybody else is making money off of him. Why not us?
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that I don't care that they do. But the reason why Will Wade is gone is because, like I said, it's the Ray Rice deal. You know, remember, Patino was basically innocent. Maybe not in the public, but he was innocent until he was proven guilty. Okay, because they didn't have this proof that was out front until they found it. Will Wade is on radio, on the phone, talking to an FBI informant convict, saying stuff that you just can't say. And that's why he's gone. The good news is hopefully they don't find a trail and we can save the season. Because right now this season is over because it has no merit because the head coach was run off for some very bad things. So the only thing we can hope was is pray that this don't grow legs and we just lose a coach. Because that's what's not fair because the team's going to get ostracized, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I appreciate it, guys. You have a good one.
Sure, man. Thank you for the phone call this afternoon. Again, I'm going to talk a lot more about this. Obviously, we got a couple of guests lined up. Sean Fazan's coming up after the break. Jacques Doucet with the latest on this at 12:30. At 1:15, John Hendricks is going to join us to talk a little bit more about specific Saints free agency and where you go here as well. Marlon Favre at 2:15. Spring practice is underway. I think the thing that's really disappointing with all of this, right, is I think we all know that people, and I got a lot more info that I want to get into, that I found out from talking to people over the weekend. And because this isn't just how you do business with top players in college. It starts as you've heard me and Dino say this for years. AAU. You want to talk about handlers? The reason the FBI is going after people like this, they have ties to shoe companies. Remember, the Adidas shoe guy is in trouble and got popped with the first trial. This is more stuff. They get paid from the shoe companies, folks, to funnel players to certain camps so certain coaches can hang out with them and their families get paid and taken care of. So come time to college decision, their families expect that they get a little something. So I'll get into all this and more, but again, I just kind of want to know where your stance is. Like, why are you booing? Who are you really angry at when it comes to LSU's situation and why? Bad thing about it is they won the title. You still had to go out to play the games. Whether you paid them or not, you still had to go play and win. They earned it. They earned it on the court. That said, Sean Fazan, a couple of big moves. The Antonio Brown trade over the weekend. DeSean Jackson, bye-bye from the Bucks. Jordan's pointing to a new team that he's going to. We'll talk about all of that and more when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Check them out at kinginjuryfirm.com. It's the Sports Hangover, just underway right here on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
It's Joe's Septic Contractors annual Shooting the Crap on Saturday, March 16th. All registered participants must provide their own guns, shells, safety protection, and golf course. Competition times are set for 8 a.m. and 12:30. All proceeds benefit Give the Kids the World and the Center for Pediatric Therapy Scholarship Fund. Registered shooters have the chance to win a 12-gauge shotgun, but you must be present to win. Please come on out and show your support for this worthy cause at the annual Shooting the Crap Clay Shooting Competition, right behind Joe's Septic Contractors at 15344 Highway 3235 in Cutoff. Shooting the Crap Clay Shooting Competition will be held rain or shine. Call 985-632-5592 for more info or register in advance at Joe's Septic Contractors. Mail checks to P.O. Box 336, Cutoff, Louisiana, 70345. Thank you and God bless.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in first comprehensive sports medicine program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win. But play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. At Sean Fazand, Fox 8. The way to follow him over on Twitter. Covers the Saints and everything else, of course, with Fox 8. Sean, what's going on this afternoon, man?
Oh, just the legal tampering period that is known as the NFL free agency window. So a lot of buzz around the NFL.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say it's happy legal tampering day.
Right.
It got a ton to get into. We'll finish with some Saints here, but just some of the bigger news here. Look, when the Antonio Brown thing finally came to fruition, what were you more surprised, that it went to the Raiders or the deal in which Pittsburgh's eating $21 million to their cap this year, and he gets $30 million in guaranteed money? Like, I don't know which one I'm more surprised about.
Well, yeah, I think Antonio Brown clearly won that battle. There are very few players, though, that can exercise that kind of leverage and come out on top like he did. But my initial thought, frankly, was the price tag just went up for Michael Thomas. I mean, $19.5 million is what the average yearly salary is for Antonio Brown. You would think when he wants to sign his new extension, he's going to top out at 20. And I said all along, 5 years, $100 million, to be the first $20 million non-quarterback in Saints history. To me, sounds more and more like a reality. No, I'm not reporting that as a fact. I'm just saying that seems like it's headed in that direction. So that was really my first thought about it, was just the Saints reporter in me was like, well, this is interesting for the wide receiver market, especially since Michael Thomas wants to be the highest paid.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that you think of, too, with the money coming in. I've seen a lot of people kind of mention this and talk about it, that when the Saints enter free agency today or this week here, to kind of have an eye towards the future. I mean, Jordan's already freaking out. I need to calm him down, because I get it when people start asking and talking to money. Sean, this is what I'm telling Saints fans, and I don't know if you agree with me on this. They're a playoff team. Whether you want to say a call or a play or two away from the Super Bowl, they're pretty much bringing most of that team back. Just relax. Let them see where that market is and the money they have, and they'll be fine, because teams are going to pay a lot right now for, whether it's Humphreys, Kwon Alexander looks like he could be on his way out for the Bucs. All these different things you're going to see, you know, the big headlines. Just don't think just because the Saints aren't in the big headlines, that means they're not getting better, right?
Right. And look, that's never been – they generally don't like to do that big splash free agent. I mean, they tried that and failed miserably with Jarris Bird a couple of years back, and I think they've kind of learned their lesson. They've always done a pretty good job of settling into that middle tier. Demario Davis was a perfect example last year. And you brought up a good point about where they stand. I mean, they're a Super Bowl contender, and there's no doubt about it. And really, look at who they've had to cut. They haven't had to have too many salary cap casualties other than Kurt Coleman so far. So that's a pretty good sign that it's a pretty evenly distributed roster where the pay is pretty much matching up with the performance. And stuff that it doesn't happen because you always got to create space in some scenarios, and they always seem to do it. But it's a well kind of constructed roster right now from a financial standpoint. So I think they're in a good position. They're going to spend some money on free agents, but to get a big splash to me, and really to the Saints, has just never been a recipe for success for them. So just kind of stand back, let the market kind of take shape, and then pick and choose your spots has always kind of been the way they've done it.
Exactly. That's Sean Fazan, Fox 8, the way to follow him on Twitter. Tyrann Mathieu, right, reportedly offered 9.5+ to stay with the Texans, and the word is he wants to test free agency. Saints fans have been daydreaming and salivating over a player like him. You look at some of the tweets this offseason, kind of looks like he wants to at least hear what the Saints want to offer. Am I wrong on that? I think both sides probably have a phone conversation.
I don't know this for a fact, but I would think that there's some mutual interest there given his connection to the city, the fact that he's kind of grown up since the issues at LSU and to where that wouldn't necessarily be a huge issue if he came back to New Orleans. There's a need at the position. He has versatility. You can just envision his versatility allowing Dennis Allen to do a lot of things within that defense, and he likes to really get creative, and I think you saw the kind of how that happened last year. So I think that there would be a realistic interest, but the question is going to be cost. And if he's creeping up to top of the market, $10, $11 million a year, then it may be a little too rich for the Saints' blood. But mm-hmm. you never know. And right now he has an offer on the table, according to Albert Breer, for $9.5 million a season. That's strong, especially yeah. for a safety market that was not non-existent last year. So it'd be hard to turn that down, but we'll see what happens with Tyrann Mathieu.
All right, and then one of his tweets earlier in this offseason, Sean, was, I'd rather a ring than money. So if the Saints do come with him with a little less than that, I don't know. But it'll be interesting to kind of keep an eye on him. The other one that you tweeted a little bit about, too, I think it's the one that everyone's kind of looking at, is Mark Ingram. I don't know how long a deal, how much you go with it. You said there's some other teams that are interested.
Yes, the Bears, the Ravens, the Packers, and Lions have all expressed interest, in, I'm told. And, you know, this is not completely shocking when you look at each team, especially the Bears that have that connection with Ryan Pace. Mm-hmm. And given what Mark Ingram can be to a locker room and what he can add in terms of veteran leadership, on-field production, he doesn't have to come in and be your number one. I think he would be a solid addition. You know, when I tweeted that out, you know, Ravens and Lions bloggers kind of picked it up. And
yeah.
the response, at least from the Baltimore crowd, has really been positive in terms of if they had interest in signing a guy like Mark Ingram. So clearly with the market's there, especially for a guy who is a good locker room guy who can do a lot of things on a football field and doesn't necessarily have to come in and take all the carries, but can give you a substantial amount of carries, but doesn't necessarily be the lead dog. So we'll see where this ultimately ends up. I know there were some Saints fans, at least in terms of my reaction on social media, that were not happy about the potential that this could happen. But, look, that's the game. And
yeah.
I think with Mark Ingram, I think they respect him. I think he respects the Saints. But, you know, this is his last contract, and the Saints have to do what's best for them. So if that you know, marriage can work at a nice financial level, then I think I could see them, you know, signing. But if there's a better offer somewhere and it's a good situation, then they have to be prepared for Ingram to leave. So I think it's 50-50 at this point. You know, earlier in the offseason, I thought he was walking, but as it's kind of gone on, I thought the Saints would be foolish to let him walk. But now, you know, when the time comes, it's money talks. So we'll see where that goes. But there is definite interest in Saints running back Mark Ingram.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Sean. I think if you're the Saints, you're trying to bring him back for the locker room and being Alvin Kamara's big bro at the cheapest rate. And if you're Mark Ingram, you said it. It's his last big deal. You got to get as much as you can.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. If there were teams that were interested in him that aren't playoff contenders, you're in good leverage position. No one ever really thinks. I think the Bears, Ravens, Packers, and the Lions are spending money right now, too, that they're not going to be in contention. So if you're Mark Ingram, if I can go get more money and still be in contention, that's appeasing. Alex Okafor. Do the Saints bring him back or not?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, pass rushers get paid on the open market. They just do. And he was the guy, the Saints signed him last year after the ruptured Achilles. I thought he had a solid season. Four sacks, very good against the run, probably very underrated against the run, and a really, really, really good contributor on special teams. One of the unsung heroes on special teams last year. The Saints won a lot of games on special teams last year, so can't understate that. So, that's an interesting one. I think he's 28 years old at a premier position. I don't think he's going to break the bank, but I do think there's going to be a team that, you know, is everybody needs pass rushers, Gus. It's easy to find one. It's tough to find two, and I think he could be a nice number two for a team. And the Saints did draft Marcus Davenport. So I'm not as confident in Okafor's return to the Saints, but it obviously could happen.
I guess finally, Sean, as we leave you out of here, what are some of the, I guess, either names or people kind of keep an eye on to see if the Saints have conversations with at positions of need? I think D-tackle are definitely there. I know a lot of Saints fans say the two receiver. I'm like, there are probably other needs in free agency, but what are some names that maybe some Saints fans should be paying attention to over the next two days and a half here?
Yeah, I think there's the trio of slot guys, right? There's Adam Humphries, Cole Beasley, and Golden Tate. Any one of those three to me would be a good fit within this offense. That is so needed in this offense to really help out Drew Brees with some higher percentage completions and kind of help get, you know, there's just a part of that offense that's been missing, and I think that's obviously something. Tight end is obviously a need, but
mm-hmm.
it's just a weak class of tight ends. I could see them addressing that in the draft. And a deep tackle might be the number one need, considering Tyler Davidson is a free agent. You got it, you know, Rankin's injured, and who knows what's going to happen on Yamada. You know, guys like Ndamukong Suh, who was, you know, here last year, didn't sign, but, you know, is that an opportunity? Or Sheldon Richardson, or, you know, There's names out there, but I absolutely expect them to address a veteran deep tackle at some point in free agency. May not be day one, but I absolutely expect it to happen.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Thank you so much for joining us a little bit on this busy, busy day. Sean Fazan, Fox 8, at Sean Fazan, Fox 8 is the way to follow on Twitter. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
All right, bud.
Yep. Like I said, I just one of those things that, come here, look, let me calm you down here for a second. What, when we come back, just tell me here why are you so nervous? Why are you nervous? Nobody signed yet. It's just an agreement.
I was expecting some big splashes.
Do you know how much the Saints have?
More. I want more.
You want more. They don't have a lot of money. You know that though, right?
Well, then I want more money.
Well, in order to get more money, you got to release some players. So who do you want to release?
Gail can put in a couple
stacks. No, it's not the NBA. There's no luxury tax.
I wish there was.
No, well, you see the dilemma here?
Yes.
Okay.
We need to fix this.
Just relax. Just because a certain number of players are
good players.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about this coming up. Don't worry. We got all the way to 3 o'clock. Just breathe. Just breathe. Remember.
Psychiatrist Cat and Gail.
Remember. They were a quote-unquote call away from the Super Bowl, right?
One call. That's all.
There you go. That's someone else. You want to ring the king if you get injured in an accident. 504-909-KING. When we come back, Jacques Doucet with the latest of what's going on in Baton Rouge from WAFB is up next on ESPN New Orleans.
With Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
There are over 9 billion animals raised on farms and ranches across the country each year. For far too long, those animals were not afforded protections to ensure their humane treatment and care. Luckily, times have changed, and more and more farmers are raising their animals in accordance with American Humane's ethical and science-based standards. American Humane is this country's first national humane organization, and is committed to working with farmers to offer ethically driven consumers humanely raised products. The next time you're in the grocery store, be sure to choose products that are American Humane certified. The purchasing decisions you make each week can positively impact the lives of billions of animals on our nation's farms and ranches. Live better. Live healthy. Be humane. To learn more, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can borrow specialty tools you need for the job, free of charge, so you don't waste money on rarely used tools. Getting the job done just got easier. And right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $29.99. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
So they booed Joe Oliva when he walked in to check out the game Saturday. started the show by asking you, LSU fan. I want to know, like, why are you angry and who are you angry with and what's the reason? I'm just trying to kind of grasp the concept and everything, as one of the things that's just odd to me is what Jacques tweeted out on Friday about Will Ways. We're bringing in Jacques Doucette, WAFB in Baton Rouge. Jacques, how are you doing this afternoon, man?
Gus, I'm tired. Will Wade and daylight savings time have me kind of whipped today, but I'm doing well. I'm doing better than I deserve. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I saw your tweets this morning. That's why I wanted to have you on, because a lot of what you tweeted this morning is kind of what we tweeted on. I saw you tweet out on Friday about the thing that's odd of all of this more than anything is the, I guess, not having met with LSU officials with Will Wade. And what's up with that? What is that the thing that stands out to you the most of all of this?
Well, the two sides are not working in concert together to try to weather the storm of this FBI investigation and, I guess, a potential NCAA violation down the road. Friday, Coach Wade was invited, or maybe before Friday, maybe Thursday, when this Yahoo story really broke on a big-time level, that come in and talk to us, address these allegations, and he refused to do that. And LSU, at that point, felt that they had no choice but to suspend Will Wade. Now, that decision obviously has sparked a big firestorm, at least from the people that I've polled on Twitter and other places, which is not an indication of what you should or should not do. I'm not saying that, but it seems like an overwhelming amount of fans believe that Joe Oliva made the wrong move and LSU made the wrong move by suspending Will Wade. There seems to be a consensus of we're in this deep already, ride it out. Win as many games as you can, and then if we have to address this and vacate wins or whatever down the road, that's the case. But, and then the Javonte Smart thing came Saturday morning with LSU.
Right.
The NCAA, not Will Wade, obviously, because he doesn't have the power to coach the team at the moment, decided that they were going to put him on the sideline, and that was another move that was met with a lot of, well, if we're in this seat, right, why are we sitting this guy? So I think LSU's stance was, well, we just found out his name was mentioned on Thursday when that latest report came out. So, Gus, I think there's a lot of people saying Joe Oliva's weak, that he caved to pressure. He doesn't stick up for LSU. And I think LSU's stance, to an extent, is, well, Joe Oliva showed up at the game the other night, which they described, or at least somebody described to me, as a lynch mob, not a circus. And where's Will Wade? As I was told, that's the question you guys should be asking, where's Will Wade? And I think LSU is angry that Will Wade has kind of left Javonte Smart out in the wind and forced him to sit out the game the other night and forced him to put him in limbo because he won't come in and answer these questions. That's their side of the board.
And that's the thing, I think, Jacques, that stands out to me. We'll get into whether it's the right move or not, and the Dick Vitale situation and fans' anger. I guess I'm just looking at it like this. Urban Meyer met with his superiors. Rick Pitino in the, situation there. I mean, all of these coaches that a lot of LSU fans are pointing to, they did at some point in time meet with their superiors. My thing is this, if anything, because nothing out of that meeting would come out unless you leaked it. You get what I'm getting at? So I would think the smart thing would have been is to walk in and be like, and everyone get on the same page. Everyone has attorneys. How do we get ahead of this? What's the response? What did you do? What did you not do? Because I do think, Jacques, wouldn't you agree, they probably didn't want to, if they wanted to fire him, they would have fired him. They're probably saying, can you do it with just cause? Because Pitino threatened to sue Louisville. All this other stuff that gets into legalities of it. But come in, let's see what we can do, and almost kind of circle the fences of the wagons together and defend yourself. And or us, help us defend you, even if you want to look at it from that standpoint. But when you refuse to show up, I don't know. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, if I'm the school, well, why is that? Or, Jacques, is it his attorneys that are saying, look, don't say anything to anybody that you can implicate LSU, you can implicate yourself further, you just disappear. That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Well, a lot of people will be saying, Gus, if your station says, Gus, we need to see you 8 a.m. Monday morning, set something on the air we didn't like Friday, and you say, no, I'm not coming, then you would have a problem. Or, the same thing with me. I think most people say, if your boss calls you in and says you want to talk and you don't want to talk, then you get fired on the spot or something happens, you know. So now when you're a rock star and you come in and your team has, how many games have they won? 26? 26 mm-hmm. and 5 and go 16-2 in the league and win the SEC title, then, you know, you got some hay in the barn and you got some power on your side, and maybe you can say, I'm not going in, and buy yourself some time. I do think from LSU's perspective, I don't know what is going on up on the fifth or sixth floor of the LSU athletic building, but it seems like Will Wade was asked about some of this stuff at SEC Media Days back in October, and the LSU athletic director, Joel Even, the people up on those floors, maybe they know more is coming, and that's why they suspended him. But it seems like they've had a lot of time to prepare themselves and to at least plot a plan. And so I guess that's another thing that LSU fans are upset about, that the public relations is not always the best over there, whether it was the LSU-Florida football game in 2000, what was that, 17 or 16 with the hurricane debacle, whether it's putting Les Miles out in the mud for 3 weeks before mm-hmm. they decide to keep him, mm-hmm. whether it's hiring a softball coach from Alabama that they introduced at a press conference in front of his new players, and then two days later he decides he's going back to Alabama. I mean, all these things have kind of built up, and there's an old saying, do something right, nobody remembers, do something wrong, nobody forgets. But I think Joe Oliva, over the years, has a few things that have stacked up, and I think a lot of fans don't find him personable, they don't find him likable, they don't find him representing what Louisiana is about, mm-hmm. and I just think it all came to a head in the PMAC on Saturday night.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, one of the things, speak with Jacques Doucette, WAFB in Baton Rouge, that I've been surprised with this as well over the last couple of days, and I saw you tweet about it as well. I mean, it's hard to think of many other college basketball faces that are on the same level as Dick Vitale. And it's almost like it's a personal thing, right? And he's been attacked by a lot of different people. I mean, hashtag hypocrite seems to be the going thing right now that everyone's putting at it. Have you been surprised by Vitale's sort of almost a daily tweet until the suspension happened? I was surprised a bit by that when, as you know, once you tweet something, it's there for all the world to know. And LSU fans have been quick to point out past tweets of his support with coaches that have gotten in far worse trouble.
I love Dick Vitale. I have a passion for college basketball. He's been a part of many games and memories and all that. And when he's at your game, you know it's a big-time game, right? But mm-hmm. It's almost like in a sport that is loaded with mobsters. And Dick Vitale has been hanging out with Tony Soprano and Michael Corleone and Tony Montana and all these guys, and he's pointing a finger and saying, this guy over here is a mobster. He's a disgrace. He's, LSU fans should be embarrassed. I'm not saying Will Wade is free or absolute of doing wrongdoing and didn't do anything wrong. I'm just saying the morality, the theater of morality that Dick Vitale has been going on, when if you're that close to the sport like Dick Vitale is, you have to know that things are going on everywhere. And
yeah.
for him to just on this high horse is that's just what strikes me, you know. So.
Yeah, no, I think I'm with you 100%. It's very rare that somebody of that stature, because let's be honest, when you say something like that or you speak something like that, people listen, pay attention, and I mean, you flat out called for a coach to be suspended. You flat out said that. You know, I that's just odd. I mean, you never really see that happen. So, I don't know. That's interesting when it goes to that. Look, they don't play again till Friday. I think the emotion of the day absolutely carried him on Saturday. Not that Vandy was equal on that. Where do they go from here? Do you think this team's capable of making a run in the dance? I mean, because, look, regardless of the SEC tournament, they're going to get a high seed. They're going to be able to get somewhere. But without Will Wade on the bench and maybe possibly Javonte Smart, how far can this team go?
Well, Gus, that's a great question, great storyline that really hasn't come to the forefront yet, because everybody has just been so emotionally charged over the decisions that have been made. And now that, Will Wade is not on the sideline to decide when we need to call a timeout, when do I need to take this guy out and put this guy in, all the matchups and all this stuff. I mean, now you're going to be coached by a guy who replaced Johnny Jones at North Texas, and was dismissed after 5 years. So he's not Will Wade. Now he's got more talent than he's ever had. And, you know, the other night, you know, you and I, no disrespect, but have coached LSU to over Vanderbilt, who finished 0-18 in the league. Now every team you're playing from this point is exponentially better than Vanderbilt. You likely will be playing Florida in the SEC tournament. They could be playing Arkansas. We'll see. But Florida has absolutely grinded the hell out of LSU in the two games they played. One they lost at home. Another they were fortunate to win in Gainesville. And then from that point forward, you know, the NCAA tournament, every team you play is going to be a team that can beat you. You don't play up to your level of competition. So I think that's a big question. And at this point, it certainly looks like he'll be the Tony Benford will be the coach on Friday. Will Wade still hasn't met with LSU. When I talked to LSU today, they certainly did not expect Will Wade to meet with LSU. So, LSU's going to meet with the media tomorrow. They're going to get on a plane to Nashville Wednesday, and off we go.
It'll be interesting. I get a nap in, because I don't think these storylines are going to go away anytime soon.
Gus, here's another thing. LSU is going to have to prepare themselves to be a villain. I mean, they're going to be wearing the black hat. Opposing fans are going to give them hell, you know, as far as, you know, they're going to be calling them cheaters. They're going to be calling them this and that. And so, I don't know, it like harkens back to the days when college basketball was really college basketball, you know, with the Fab Five at Michigan and, you know, Christian Leitner at Duke, when you really had villains, you know, and opposing fans, you know, had all sorts of animosity towards you. I think that's what's going to happen with LSU moving forward. It's kind of, you know what? Their merchandise sales may go up. I hate to say it, but, you know, kids kind of gravitate to that rebellion, and why people love rock and roll and everything. I mean, I do think that LSU might be that new kind of, you know, for better or worse, kind of the rebellious group of guys going into the tournament.
Jacques Doucette, WAFB over in Baton Rouge, getting closer to your summer event, man, that I always look forward to. Make sure that you tell people. What's the website again? Red Rock and Blue?
Yeah, redrockandblue.com, our big nonprofit organization, raising money for local military men and women. We're always looking for some new sponsors and new people to jump on board. A great tax write-off, great fun events coming up, a celebrity softball game at Tiger Park, a big softball tournament. We've already opened registration for our slow pitch softball teams. And if you get in right now, it's only $250 to register a team at our website at redrockandblue.com. So look us up, give back, and have some fun.
Sounds good, man. Great cause, and you've been doing that for a while, man. It's really the cool things that I see in the state, man, especially to help those men and women of the service. It stays right here in the state, so Louisiana people are being helped out. Thanks, bud.
Thank you, Gus. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Jacques Doucette, WAFB in Baton Rouge. Join the intern with an update from your New Orleans Saints on the lack of moves that have happened in a whopping hour and 47 minutes. People like you are a little nervous. We come back out of the break. What did the New Orleans Saints themselves tweet out just now? Okay, that's you. Why are you nervous? Stop it. Jordan the intern will have that report. We come back. Don't forget, hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims. Been injured in accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. And go check them out online. KingInjuryFirm.com. Blogs, videos, the About Us tab. Click that and you can see all the different attorneys. Where are they from, including LSU football players on their staff as well. Just go ahead and check them out. But more importantly, those blogs and videos give you instances and past cases that they've been involved in. So they can kind of give you an idea. Hey, look, I'm similar, or this is exactly what happened to me. Okay, they can help me. Okay, and remember, it's a free consultation call. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. We'll be back with more NFL news, get you caught up. Legal tamperings underway. The NFL, the latest next on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Get a floor that's 100% waterproof for life without sacrificing the style you want. The Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 designer colors, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style in any room beautifully. And you can rest easy because it's waterproof. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See warranty for details.
Get Ready Gridiron New Orleans area. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, is coming for 2 big days only this weekend at the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours are Saturday 9 until 5, Sunday 10 till 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun, books, camouflage, jewelry and related items. Hunters and collectors, this big show's for you. Buy, sell, trade, or just spend the day browsing. Ladies are especially welcome. Admission is just $10 for adults and $2 for children ages 6 to 11. Sorry, no one under the age of 18 admitted without a parent. Got any guns to sell? Be sure they're unloaded and bring them to the show. Thousands of buyers will be there. Instant background checks available for gun purchases. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show. Show hours 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 till 5 on Sunday. Come to the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard to exercise your right to keep and bear arms. While you're there, be sure to register for the $50 restaurant gift card. See you there at the big one. Sure as shooting, don't miss it.
McDonald's presents the new Big Mac Bacon. But is the Big Mac lucky to have bacon, or is bacon lucky to land on the Big Mac?
The Big Mac is lucky. Applewood smoked bacon makes everything taste better. The Big Mac, Brussels sprouts, dry toast.
No, no. Bacon's lucky to be on the iconic Big Mac. It's fortunate to dip its toe in that delicious special sauce.
There you have it. Get McDonald's Big Mac with bacon, fresh beef quarter pounder with bacon, and cheesy bacon fries. Is it the best thing to happen to our classics or to bacon? Try for yourself and decide.
Only for a limited time at participating McDonald's. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
What's up, New Orleans? It's Matt Moscona inviting you to join me weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. for After Further Review. I make you one promise. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it weekdays on After Further Review. Saints, Tigers, Pelicans, we got it all covered weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. So tune us in and tell a friend. It's After Further Review, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
I'll tell you what, maybe Coach O will use it as a recruiting tool. Come to LSU, you get paid. I mean in the NFL and pro. I don't mean in college, Jordan. I didn't mean in college. See what I just did there?
Be careful with your words, man.
You're right. Allegedly. So, you're nervous. Look, Saints fans, I'd love to hear from you as well if you want to chime in. Again, legal tampering's underway. What does that mean? Teams, as of 11 a.m. this morning, can legally make a phone call to a player's agent, start discussing deals in free agency. Wednesday, you put ink to paper. Okay? Easy enough to understand? So now you're starting to make the calls. So now you're going to start seeing agreed to deals. Agreed to deals, right? So and so and so and so have agreed to. That makes sense? Jordan in the opening segment was already a ball of nerves, right? You're wanting to see splash moves. You're wanting to see the Saints have agreed to with somebody. Some way, shape, or form, right? And I open the show by saying, look, just take a deep breath. This is my public service announcement to Saints fans out there that are nervous. If you want to blame the call, let's go with the call. You want to blame the call? Jordan, you want to say the call is what kept the Saints out of Super Bowl?
The call kept the Saints out of the Super Bowl.
A couple field goals, not touchdowns, unable to stop them from scoring touchdowns. But if we want, you want to go with the call? We'll go with the call.
Let's go with the call.
Okay. You're a call away from the Super Bowl.
One call.
So how good are you then? If you're one call away from the Super Bowl, had got pretty much nothing at the receiver position other than Michael Thomas, right? Had a banged up offensive line. Had an Alvin Kamara that maybe didn't look 100% healthy. Right? Maybe. I'm just saying, and you still were to your feeling, what? A call away.
One call.
One call. So based on that, And look, you might lose Mark Ingram. These are just like potential big free agents, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm worried about.
Hold on. It's just so it's him, right? How much did he have to really do in the Eagles and the Rams game? Okay. Alex Okafor, what did you draft last year?
What did we draft?
Yeah, last year. Remember? Traded this year's first round pick and used last year's first round pick for?
Oh, yeah, Marcus Davenport.
What does he play? Defensive end. Right. Okay. I know he rotated with Okafor. I'm just saying, though, you did go and get a guy that you thought would eventually be your guy out there, right? Okay. Who's another big free agent possible loss? The Saints are. Oh, come on. You're worried. I mean, you know. Team that was a call away.
Stop.
Well, I'm just. We're just waiting. Any of the key pieces on offense? Lyman? No. Michael Thomas, free agent?
No.
Might have to pay him a lot more after the Antonio Brown thing, right? Sean Fazan, Fox 8 this hour said, yeah, you're looking at maybe 5 years, 100 mil. Alvin Kamara, free agent?
Nope.
Okay. Defense, other than Alex Okafor. Leaving, not needs. Talk about leaving. No? So why are you worried?
Because other teams are getting better, Gus.
Look, I understand that notion. I understand other teams are signing him. Adam Humphries, it's a name that Sean Fazan said. Look, a lot of people kind of maybe want them. Stuff right. The Bucks, we're not going to pay you. He's looking for a big deal. The other player with the Bucks that this morning that people were saying they didn't want to pay him, Kwon Alexander. Remember where he went to school? Jordan, answer?
Yeah, LSU.
LSU. Reports now are that he's agreed to, as some of the reports earlier this morning said could happen, a deal with the 49ers. How much, Jordan, answer?
4 years.
Mm-hmm.
$54 million.
Mm-hmm.
So that is $13.5 million per year.
$7 million guaranteed. Big payday for Kwon Alexander. If you're a member of the New Orleans Saints and a fan out of the NFC South. See, that's good. Enjoy yourself out there with the 40. By the way, remember, the 49ers do have the second pick overall in the draft. So they're doing, to your point, other teams are getting better. I hear you. But that's a nice signing for him. The first thing when I started seeing that this morning was going, oh boy, if I'm the Bucks, would I not draft Devin White?
Kind of have to.
Now, I quickly looked at some mock drafts out there, offensive tackle, defensive end, but Kwon Alexander, remember Jameis Winston called him the quarterback of the defense, right? Now, I know Arians is over there as a new head coach. When he had the Cardinals playing well, they were defensively led. I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, not that I would like to see that if I'm a Saints fan. Right? What?
Other teams are getting better, Gus.
What are you nervous about now?
The 49ers aren't done yet.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Spoke to someone this morning who said a trade for OBJ is still
like
possible.
Doing it. Who says that?
Matt Miller.
Okay.
NFL draft for Bleach Report.
Okay.
Bleacher Report.
The Giants apparently are still shopping Odell Beckham Jr.
They are, because Sports Illustrated put it out also.
So Garoppolo getting a little help on defense.
Raiders getting way better.
You're not going to meet them into the Super Bowl. Yeah. Why are you worried? And the 49ers, the better they get, the better they can knock off the Rams, right?
And then, you know, knock us off.
Got to win your division first. Got to get in the postseason. Remember, to your word and your phrase, a call away, right? A call away.
Yeah, but this is a different team, different makeup.
Different season. I understand.
What worked last season is not going to work this season.
You're nervous.
Yes, I'm nervous.
Eagles making some moves, too. They're trying to get Deshaun Jackson back as the
Eagles, another team that's rebuilding
making
quite
some
well.
I understand. What did the Saints tweet out, by the way?
So, the Saints tweeted to a random individual who said,
well, that individual asked the Saints, are you going to make any moves?
And the Saints replied with, yes.
There you go. See, the Saints are on it. Hour one is in the books. Hour two coming up next. We'll speak with John Hendricks a little bit about specifically where the Saints could go as well, because Jordan's nervous. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover. Stop it.
There we go. Golden Tate.
To the Steelers. Well, they just lost a receiver. Would you relax? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.